Today on This Morning Walk, we will be sharing your walking journals, and we cannot wait for everyone who is listening to experience, to hear, and to enjoy where you guys are walking. Thank you so much for sending in your audio notes. We love receiving them. Keep them coming. But until then, happy Thanksgiving and enjoy this gratitude episode.
Blind Nil Audio.
I'm Alex L.
I'm Libby Delena. Welcome
to This Morning Walk Podcast.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, hello.
Well, I'm excited about this episode because I think for me, one of the things that you and I have talked a lot about is that we both are walking, but we are walking in community with anybody else who joins us, whether it's physically or spiritually. And I think one of the things that's so beautiful about this upcoming episode is to hear all the places where people are doing this practice and hear how everybody sort of embraces it. I think all of us have a unique way of walking through the world. And I love hearing everybody's perspective.
Yeah, I'm really excited to hear where people are walking, what they're walking through, what they're grateful for. I think this is going to be a really special episode.
Even your beautiful language of what people are walking through. You and I have talked about this podcast not necessarily being about, it's not a fitness podcast. It is, in fact, really grounded in this concept of gratitude and and how we move through the world. And yours and my practice involves actual physical walking, but I think the note here is that, especially this time of year, we are all walking through this life with a lot to think about and a lot to be grateful for.
What are you grateful for this season?
I think I continue to be incredibly grateful to be able-bodied. For me, take a walk every morning. I am really, really grateful for dear friendships and connection, community. I'm really grateful in the morning to get up and have the perspective that it's really a gift for me to go for a walk every day. I'm really grateful for it. How about you?
I'm really grateful for my family that I've created with my husband. I just love the traditions we're creating with our three daughters. I love the love, you know, that just lives in our house. I love the fun and the joy and the ease. I love the chaotic moments. I don't know, it just is something really special. I'm an only child, and so to have three children and to be married to my best friend, quite literally, is just beautiful. And I love that. I never really saw my life as it is now. And so I'm glad it is. And I'm grateful that it is. And the cycles that I'm breaking so that my daughters can live a life that's rooted in love first and beauty and compassion for self and others, it's just, it brings me a lot of joy. So that's what I'm grateful for this year and always.
And you've walked your own path to get here. And that's a powerful thing. And to be your friend and to bear witness of your path, the way you walk through life, is really, I'm really grateful for that, to watch you love and thrive. And yeah, I'm inspired by your walking path, how you got here.
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot. So this episode is going to be one of community. It's a community care episode. We are so excited to hear from you all, to share your stories, and to be walking with you on this path.
Yes, and thank you to all that sent in your walking journals. We've really enjoyed hearing each and every unique place and story. And my hope is that this episode binds us all together, each in our own unique way of expressing it, our walking through this world in the way that is both unique and individual and also bound together. So I love this episode because what it reminds me is that each of us walk our own path, which is really beautiful.
Yep, right there with you. So without further ado, here is your episode, and we are so grateful to be walking with you.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Libby. My name is Danny. I am currently walking back to my car after leaving the grocery store. I started off my busy day today listening to your latest episode as I woke up my house and made the morning coffee. And I'm so grateful because it really set the tone for my day and I think allowed me to have such a beautiful experience just now when leaving the store. I noticed an older woman sitting on the bench outside with a few grocery bags and looking a little distressed. So after I put my cart away, I came over and asked if she needed a ride. And she said no, that she was waiting for someone, but asked if I had a minute. So I sat down next to her and waited while she called the person who was supposed to be picking her up. And after she hung up with them, she turned to me. And although we don't share the same language, she just kept saying the word nice, nice, nice over and over again, and then put out her arms for a hug. And we embraced for over 10 seconds. And then she kissed me on the cheek and just kept saying thank you and rubbing my shoulder before I walked away. And we wished each other well. And I have been all smiles ever since. I am so grateful for the two of you and what you put out into the world. And something I am especially grateful for today is the opportunity to slow down and to notice the people around us who might just need a minute or two of our time. Thank you so much for you both, for all that you do. May you both be well.
Hi, my name is Greta, and I have been traveling on my own through Catalonia for the last couple of weeks. I have been walking almost daily through nature reserve, through villages. And today I am walking in Costa Brava. I went to the beach through some nature and wow, on my way down there, I felt so thankful for my friends, for the people in my trust circle, for those who take me as I am, who love me, and for those who allow me to take them as they are and love them. It's been an amazing journey for the last years for me. And as my walk today ended with a dip in the ocean, I felt so grateful for all of them who are in my life. And it's such a wonderful challenge to sit here and record this and let you know. And also thank you for this morning walk. Thank you for being there. I love listening to you. I'm grateful for you as well. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Allison, and I walk each day with my two big Rhodesian Ridgeback dogs in a pine tree forest in eastern Washington. We walk in the sun, in the mist, in snow and cold. The only time we don't really walk is when it's so cold it's dangerous for my pup's paws, or when it's driving rain, because they won't really have that. I'm grateful for my walk practice. I started it 6.5 years ago when I lived in Southern California. It's allowed me a way back to myself, to connect with my breath, with my body. It's my access to sanity, to creativity, to peace and grounding. And because when I move my feet across the earth and touch trees, I feel rooted and beautiful and eternal. It's easy for me to get caught up in everyday insignificant mental loops, and I find the lessons about endurance and resilience, especially since I've moved up here to care for my mother who has Alzheimer's, it helps me deal with the daily stresses. For much of the last year, walking the forest trails has been where I go to let go, to sob, to walk through grief, and leave it with the trees. Feel it, to reveal it, to heal it, as I move through the trees. It's my lifeline, and I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Hello, Libby. Hello, Alex. This is Matt Sanders. Been walking for a little over 2 years now, and it was due to Libby's encouragement in the magazine Magnolia Journal. I'm just grateful for this wonderful walking community that we have. We can reach out to each other and encourage each other through it. I'm grateful that over these last couple years, my physical health, mental health, emotional, spiritual, everything has just gotten better. And it's all because we just get outside, get the fresh air, get the sunshine, get the exposure to cold, and just exercise, just walk. So I'm grateful for you guys doing these things. I'm grateful for this community. And here's to another year of walking.
Hello, Walk Stars. My name is Neo Ngoma, and I'm walking in beautiful Cape Town, South Africa. The ocean as our backdrop, shells beneath my feet. It's such a delicious morning. My walking anniversary is on the 20th of November, where I'll be celebrating a full year of being devoted to keeping this promise of daily walking to myself. I'm so deeply grateful for this walking community and the gifts this practice has offered me. I'm grateful for my dear friend, Lori Nigba, who, although we've never physically met, in this lifetime anyway, time zones and distance have not stopped us from walking together side by side. I walked into 2023 with the word nourish, and I've been able to experience daily and intentional nourishment in this practice. Whether it's when I'm making meals, tea, breaking bread with friends and family, in my relationships, as well as in communion with spirit and my ancestors. A meditation that has really been something that I've been walking with that I'd love to share is notice what you are noticing in your daily walks, in your life, and over these holidays. Be where your feet are, Walk Stars. Love and deep gratitude to Alex and Livy for co-creating this beautiful walking space. All my love, now.
Oh, hello, Walk Stars. I am in the midst of a really beautiful walk. I just paused and amongst my favorite trees, the great redwoods. There's this beautiful dappled light coming in from above. The path is covered in fall leaves. They're bright yellow against this sort of rusty colored earth. It's really glorious. And I find in this season of giving thanks that I become much more reflective on these walks. I think I move with more thoughtfulness, more sense of gratitude. I am so grateful to be walking this path with all of you, in community with all of you. I am eternally grateful for my relationship with Alex and the lessons I learned from our friendship. I am incredibly grateful for my able body, which I think I've taken for granted at times in my life. And I think the wisdom of age has really slowed me down and made me grateful for these legs, this body, this breath. So sitting here. Oh, and there's a little hummingbird just came up. I don't know if you can hear it. Clicking. What a surprise right here. So in any case, I am just walking today with a heart filled of gratitude and a real sense of, I think a real sense of my place on this planet. It's small. It's meaningful and small and important. And I think that sort of sense of gratitude makes me feel all those things. I hope you, in this time, are able to hear all the things that you are grateful for and giving thanks for as you are on this path walking. And I wish you all a really beautiful walk in the next few weeks.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey, Walk Stars. I want to turn you on to one of my favorite podcasts in the entire world. It's the 10% Happier podcast, and it has one guiding philosophy. Happiness is a skill you can learn, and I truly believe this. So why not master it? Hosted by Dan Harris, a journalist who had a panic attack on national television and then set out on a journey of transformation. He's now on a quest to help others achieve peace and happiness. Every week, Dan talks to top scientists, meditation teachers, and even the odd celebrity in wide-ranging conversations that explore topics like productivity, anxiety, enlightenment, psychedelics, and relationships. The interviews cover everyone from Brené Brown to Alexander Draiman to Sam Harris. So, Walkstars, as you know, this podcast is much more than just about walking. It's the same for 10% Happier. Think of listening to 10% Happier as a workout for your mind. Find 10% Happier wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Torre. Every week on my podcast, Torre Show, I interview amazing people like Andre 3000, Jada Pinkett Smith, Brescia Webb, Charles Blow, and all sorts of people about what fueled their rise to success and the ways in which being Black shows up in their work. If you want some inspiration to help achieve your dreams, listen to Torre Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to This Morning Walk Podcast.
My name is Jamila. I am 56 years old, and I'm walking in Khobar, Saudi Arabia. I go for my walks after 4 a.m. in the morning because I can, because it's so safe here. And I am so grateful to be able to do that because no matter what I'm feeling, when I come back from my walk, I always feel a little bit better or a lot better. My state of mind is always improved when I go for my walk. We're going into winter now, so the weather is just absolutely gorgeous. The air is so clear, and you can see the moon and the stars. It's just beautiful, and it's my therapy, it's my friend, it's my joy. It's my daily joy. My morning walk is my daily joy, and it's the bedrock to my day.
Gratitude walking journal. The first thing that comes to mind is how this practice has increased my gratitude for all things. How grateful I am that on one random morning, I ran across Libby on social media years after I had run across Alex on Insight Timer, almost a decade after I had run across Pema Chodron when I was in a deep space of suffering. I am grateful as I walk right now for the cool air, the ability to breathe, the teachers that have strung together to create a hunger in me to always allow for the teachers that show up and to be that for others. I am grateful for the moments when I have been able to hold space and become someone's lamp or lifeboat or ladder. And I am so grateful for the many, many teachers that have come into my life and been that for me. Thank you, Alex and Libby, for putting this out there into the world and for being people who hold us, see us, and love us.
Hey, walk stars. My name is Nikiba, and I'm currently walking around a local park, and I am most grateful for, honestly, everything. But in this very moment, I'm really grateful for my ability to move my body. It just is so therapeutic to go on these walks, and I'm just so grateful for these moments in my day.
Hi, my name's Karma, and I am walking right now on a black sand beach in New Zealand. At the moment, I'm grateful for, this is going to sound a bit strange, I'm grateful for cancer. 6 months ago, today, I started what was an unexpected health journey, and I had cancer in my small intestine. And 7.5 weeks ago, I had surgery to have the tumor removed. Cancer has given me the opportunity to take my body seriously, and it's as simple as that. And 7 weeks after surgery, and I'm able to walk again on the beaches, and I know that walking will help me with my health. I know I can't be well again without my walking, and I'm really grateful for that discovery and the opportunity to have such clarity around that. Thanks for your podcast. Your encouragement and support means a lot. Thank you.
Hello, fellow walk stars. My name is Lori, and I am walking in Indiana. Today is number 303 of my daily walking practice. I want to express my gratitude for this morning walk because it has changed my life. I have walked myself through so many lessons. I begin a walk heavy and I finish the walk lighter every single time. I have learned the art of noticing. I notice nature and its simplicity and its perfection. I allow everything to be what it is. I allow my emotions to come through. I allow my tears to stream down my face. I allow laughter. I dance. I do everything on my morning walks, and it fills my life with joy. And it fills my life with presence. And when I go back to being a mom of two little boys, to being a wife of a beautiful man, I allow them to be who they are. I appreciate them exactly how they are. And they are my ultimate nature. And I just want to keep walking with you. That's what I'll be doing. Have a wonderful day. Keep smiling, keep walking.
Hello, I'm Sarah, and I'm walking in London along the Thames footpath between Tower Bridge and Canary Wharf. I've just walked through St. Catherine's Docks, where all the boats are moored up in the marina. And as I was walking by, I noticed that there's a yacht there called Gratitude. And I really like the serendipity of that. The last few days have been really rainy and grey here in London, lots of heavy rain. But today is so different. The sky has cleared, the sun is shining. It's a perfect day for a walk. I'm really grateful to see the sun after a week of grey days. And I'm also really grateful to be part of this walking community and to virtually meet people in this way from all around the world doing this walk together. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Sarah, and I primarily walk in Marin County in California. I started walking almost 20 years ago, not with a daily practice, but with some regularity, and realized how grounding it could be and how it could fill my soul in a way like nothing else does. I really use it as an opportunity to look around, notice what's happening around me, show gratitude for whatever trail I'm on, the plants, the air, kind of everything about it. And I just couldn't ask for a better daily practice. The days I don't get to it, I feel it kind of deeply in my soul. And the days I do, yeah, it's the place I go to process grief, to process anger, to process happiness. I hit the trails. So I am so thankful that you all are highlighting this practice and getting in nature. Thank you.
Hello, all. My name is Ishira Denise. I am walking in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Today's weather is cloudy, but it is beautiful, about 60 degrees. I am grateful for the sun. My favorite thing about nature is either a sunset or sunrise. I feel like the clouds have always spoken to me, and it provides me like a sense of peace, knowing that they are still going despite what's going on in this world, and I can continue going. When I look at the sky, it reminds me of God's creation, the process of grace, and the gift of motherhood. Is not perfect, but no matter what, I can still show up every day like the sky. It never goes away. So I know that's a silly analogy, but I don't know. Like, I feel so connected to the sky. That's what I'm grateful for.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
Alex here.
I hope this walking journal finds you well and easeful today. It's a beautiful morning where I am. The leaves have turned. They are falling. They are crunchy under my feet. And I'm feeling really grateful today. This is going to be a really super short journal. But essentially, I just want to send us all love and nourishment for this season that we're walking into. Daylight savings time is here, and many of us are going to be figuring out ways to find the light through the darkness, both actually, because it's getting darker earlier, and maybe spiritually and energetically, mentally. And so I'm just sending you all vibrations of light and love, comfort, warmth, presence, and I hope that you choose to be in your life this season in a way that feels aligned and good, in a way that centers your healing, in a way that welcomes loving energy from your community. I know on my walks this time of year, it's my absolute favorite. So no matter where you are, no matter what you're walking through, know that I am holding you very close as I walk. And I hope that you all hold each other close day by day and step by step. Big love.
Thank you all for joining us on this path, and thank you for walking with us and submitting your walking journals. I hope you all have a lovely Thanksgiving. I will certainly be giving thanks for this community and for this practice, and for you, Alex. I hope you all have a beautiful day.
Yes, I second that. Happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving to those who celebrate. We are grateful for you. We are grateful to be on this journey with you. And we hope you have a beautiful rest of this holiday season.
I love you, Alex.
I love you too. This Morning Walk is a production of Blind Nil Audio, hosted by me, Alex L.
And me, Libby Delena. If you find value and meaning in the conversations that we have on the show, please share it with a friend.
And consider leaving a 5-star review. Also, comments on Apple Podcasts really help us out. When you do that, it introduces this show to a bigger audience. Thank you so much for listening.
You are wonderful. Have a great walk.
Take good care.
The views, information, or opinions expressed in this series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of Chip and Joanna Gaines, Blind Nil Audio, nor Magnolia.